Like many counties around Wisconsin, Dane County has no teen shelter. This prompts some abused teens to go back to abusive homes or find a way to survive on the streets. It's there that Jen Berkles' vulnerable youth can become victims of human trafficking. Berkles is with Briar Patch Youth Services of Southern Wisconsin.
According to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, the majority of homeless and at-risk youth are approached by pimps within 48 hours of landing on the streets. They work fast. We have to work fast, too.
Neither the district attorney's office nor the sheriff's department could quantify the problem in Dane County, though across the nation, there are 2,500 open cases involving human trafficking. Most are for sex. But Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney says there are also cases where immigrants are trafficked for their labor, sometimes not fed or paid properly.
It's hard to believe that in 2013, we continue to allow victims to fall prey to slavery. And it is slavery.
In April, officials from the U.S. Attorney's Office and State Department of Justice will hold a summit on human trafficking. Dane County officials say it's a complex problem that people may not believe exists in Wisconsin. They say awareness will be the first step, followed by alternatives for vulnerable teens and prosecution of traffickers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.